Cassandra, Cassandra Lerma, L-E-R-M-A, 325-76. Ms. Lerma is a 46-year-old woman who comes in today with cough, congestion, sore throat, allergy-like symptoms, lower abdominal pain, possible UTI, history of fatty liver, history of arm pain, pelvic pain, severe history of spinal stenosis, not taking any medication, but the pain goes into her pelvic and the vaginal area, history of sinus infection, dizziness, palpitation, and hypoglycemia on the blood work that was done in April of this year at the hospital, which has not had any follow-up, and a history of stroke, family history of stroke. This is a 46-year-old woman, separated from her husband, has a fiancé currently, lives with a fiancé, works at Walmart for 25 years, has been pregnant 5 times, comes in here with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 4 days. Also, the blood sugar elevation was noted when the patient had pneumonia back in April at Texas Emergency Hospital, period. In the paragraph, she's lost some weight, which is concerning to me because it could be a sign of hyperosmolar diuresis related to her blood sugar and complains of thirst and hunger, but has not checked her blood sugar. Family history is concerning for hypertension, coronary artery disease, and diabetes, along with every kind of cancer known to man, in quotation. For example, she has a family history of breast cancer but has refused to have mammogram in the past. The period review of system as above, medical problems, anxiety, arthritis, spinal stenosis, hysterectomy is the only surgery she's had, medication, allergy medication, Benadryl, over-the-counter medication, nothing for blood pressure, nothing for diabetes. Review of system as above, COVID immunization, none. Weighed 248 pounds. She states she's lost some weight. She's been thirsty. She's been hungry. And she had increased blood sugar done back in April, which never had a workup or follow-up. Deserves workup and A1C ASAP, which was done today. O2 sats 98%, 98.4, 16, 83, 116 over 60. Heart positive, swollen positive was 2. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows pedal edema history. Neck shows lymphadenopathy. TMs are red. Portion of pharynx is red and inflamed. The strep test is negative, flu A negative, flu B negative, number one. Number two, sinusitis. Number two, history of blood sugar elevation. Number three, recheck hemoglobin A1C, recheck blood work. Number four, arm pain and leg pain, multifactorial. Number five, she feels like her arm is falling off the socket. No evidence of DVT or PVD was noted in the upper extremity. Number six, lower extremity edema, most likely related to possible sleep apnea. In the past, she's been referred to sleep study, which we've never had done it before. the company cannot ever get their calls returned so they can find out what's going on with her. Next number is she was treated with Levaquin, 500 at home, Medrol dose pack, and Neurontin. Next number is Neurontin is being used because of severe spinal stenosis and the fact that she's in pain. Avoid narcotics. She's used anti-inflammatory. She's done diet and exercise in the past. She might benefit from ESI, but for now I put her on Neurontin, 100 milligram at nighttime times 7 nights, then 300 milligram at nighttime. Next number is see me in 2 weeks. Next number is mammogram ordered once again. Next number is pain in the low back going to the vaginal area. We looked at her, groin via Doppler, A, because of leg pain, and B, because of to rule out lymphadenopathy in the region of pain. None was found. I suspect this is related to her spinal stenosis. Next one was arm pain related to her current infection. No DVT noted. Next one, she continues to have fatty liver. Next one was obesity. Next one was headache. Next one was vertigo. Next one was palpitation. Next one was echocardiogram shows right ventricular hypertrophy. Next one is sleep apnea ordered one more time. Next one is check hemoglobin A1C. Next one is patient has had Rocephin and Decadron in the past. Next number, this was blood sugar was checked before this was given to the patient. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is, did I tell you she's allergic to penicillin, codeine, and Bactrim? Please put that in there. As far as allergies concerned, next number, she's needs to take better care of herself, including a mammogram, which she has not had done, even though it's been recommended many times. She promises to do so this time. Thank you.